The pandemic has upended our daily lives and pushed people into tenuous financial situations. Many are making enough for the essentials, but extra expenses, reduced income, and isolation from loved ones has created anxiety about the future. VPR's Liam Elder Connor spent time this year talking to Vermonters about how they're managing the economic uncertainty, and he checked back in with some of them to see how they were doing as 2020 came to a close.
I first talked to Leanne Morin in April. Morin, a Colchester resident who works at a preschool, had just been furloughed and filed her first unemployment claim.
I'm definitely nervous. I mean, right now we're fine. Got a little saved up. Hello?
Hi, Leanne. This is Liam Elder.
I called Morin again in December to check in. She says she started remote work in late May. Now she's back working in person, and her 11-year-old son Lucas, like many kids, is adjusting to a hybrid school year with both remote and in-person learning. Morin, a single parent, also hasn't been able to work her second job helping another family clean their house and throw dinner parties. They would normally give her an additional $150 to $200 a week. Without it, extra expenses are adding up.
For example, you know, my son has to be on his Zoom calls in the morning at 7:30, and I have to go to work and get him to his pod. So he is on the Zoom call in the car, which takes up data. So I've had to pay more for my phone bill because I have to buy extra data for him to be able to get to the meetings and for me to get to work on time.
Morin says she's not living an extravagant lifestyle, but all the unexpected costs that come with life during the pandemic are taking a toll.
It's definitely scary, like what's going to happen next month. We've had this program helping with rent, which has been really fantastic and also sort of terrifying because I haven't been paying rent and I've barely been making it every month.
The recently passed federal stimulus package might help alleviate some of Morin's anxiety. Morin will receive $600 for herself and another $600 for her son. And the bill also includes $25 billion in rental assistance to strengthen programs like the one she's been using. But Morin is not the only person whose finances are stretched.
It is a bit of a scramble.
Chris Granfield lives in Greensboro Bend with his wife. I met him last summer when I was writing about the economic impact of the Canadian border closure. Granfield was working at a food truck parked at Kingdom Trails. In normal times, the mountain bike trail network is packed, but not this year.
It was just a really, really slow all summer, which at the time, you know, was a little bit upsetting.
Granfield, who's 38, had been planning to buy the food truck he worked in. But after the slow season, he and his wife decided it wasn't a good idea. Granfield says he's collecting unemployment, and he plans to get a job cooking or bartending in the Mad River Valley, about an hour and a half away, once the ski season picks up. Granfield says he and his wife will be able to cover basic expenses, like food, heating fuel, and their mortgage.
But I feel like it's going to take a couple years of employment and income at the level that we were at to really get back to where we were. And it's going to be multiple jobs and you know, maybe not the jobs we were envisioning, but we're going to be fine.
We're still being able to meet our bills.
Michael Currier and his wife Lynn live in St. Albans. Back in 2019, Currier told me money was tight. He and Lynn, who are 59 and 60, live off disability checks and his salary as a part-time housekeeper at an assisted living facility. Now in 2020, Currier says the pandemic hasn't really changed their situation. They still get disability checks, and Currier kept his job.
We got that first stimulus in March. We made that go as far as we had to go, and thank God we got Section 8 housing, so that kind of plays a lot into how our rent's at least paid.
Currier tells me what's more concerning is that people aren't taking the pandemic seriously. He says he and his wife strictly follow public health guidance. They wear masks, avoid people, and only leave the house for essential trips, like work and grocery shopping.
What's been the toughest part of all this for you?
The isolation. I've got family that live up the street. I mean, my own brother lives up the street. And not being able to go around him or be around him and our friends and going to church, that's another thing we miss too.
The sentiment from Currier is one I heard a lot. The financial uncertainty is hard, but it's been harder to be apart from friends and family who would support us. I asked Leanne Morin's son, Lucas, about what the pandemic's been like for him. He told me it's been weird and tough. And most of all, he wants to visit his cousins in New Hampshire.
It'd be really nice if we could go see them. And we could also hang out with friends more. Friends and family is probably the biggest thing for me. Like, I can't hang out with my friends. I can't hang out with family other than my mom.
I am a joy.
Yeah, sometimes.
Lucas says that when he starts to get overwhelmed, he just reminds himself that eventually the pandemic will be over. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elter-Connors.